Welcome back to the BFT on a Monday on the BFT Radio Network. Jude Newby in for John Canzano. Our next guest has his team absolutely rolling into the Big Sky Conference Tournament. Winners of 7 of their last 8 games, 8 straight home wins to end the regular season as well. They have a first-round bye in the Big Sky. That rhymed. And they've got a quarterfinal matchup coming up with Weber State. He's Barrett Perry, head coach of the Portland State Vikings, joining us now on the BFT. Coach, thanks for taking time. How are you?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
I imagine that you're feeling pretty good as well. You guys just won again at home on senior night over the weekend, beating Montana State. You've won 7 of your last 8 games, is that right? And now you've got a bye in the Big Sky Tournament. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, you know, the guys have been on a great run, and it's been a good, you know, last month or so to the season. We played well. You know, the one we lost at the buzzer on the road at Eastern Washington, thinking we had it won. So we played good ball and give our guys a lot of credit.
What's been the difference in the last few weeks?
You know, I think two or three things that I circle back to a lot. One is our schedule early in the Big Sky was extremely difficult as far as so many more road games than home games. And on top of that, we weren't very healthy. And the third thing is I probably underestimated, you know, how long it would take for us to gel 8 new guys into our system and into our team. That was a lot of people. Even though I liked our talent, I like them as individuals, it just takes time, you know. And we had a tough schedule in the preseason, and then we opened up Big Sky with a lot of road games, and obviously we finished Big Sky with a lot of home games. So for us, it's been the perfect storm in a good way, where we got people healthy and then we were able to have home games and we've been on a good run.
Barrett Perry joining us, head coach Portland State men's basketball on the Bald-Faced Truth. You know, you've got the Big Sky tournament coming up, but as you look back on this last stretch of games, particularly since Valentine's Day, that seemed to have been a calendar benchmark of sorts for you guys, starting 1-5 in Big Sky play. And you mentioned the challenge of the strength of schedule at that point. But since then, you catch fire. You finish above the 500 mark in conference play at 11-9, and now you get ready to enter the Big Sky tournament. Is this the type of run that your team is on? Are you confident in its sustainability going into this week of postseason ball?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be crazy to not be confident. We're obviously going to be humble, and we respect every opponent for sure. We're playing a Weber team that we split with. We lost to them here in overtime. We beat them there late in the game, with a big shot from Deontay Strickland. But, you know, probably another big reason for this run is just simply our seniors have grown into great leaders, you know, and they've really taken a lot of ownership of their senior year. It's something that I pushed on them a lot and put a lot of pressure on them to take ownership, you know. We all have our senior year in life, and it only happens one time, and continuously reminding them that, you know, this is their time and you got to make the most of it. They've really taken ownership and grown. And a couple of those guys, you know, were really struggling early in the season. Deontay Strickland's a perfect example of that. But he's really worked through, you know, a challenge early in the season and become, you know, the player that we know that he is. And he's hit big shots for us. And then, of course, you know, the new guys, you know, have stepped up and really, really been a big part of who we are. And then Boo Boo, our point guard, you know, has just been steady Eddie, you know, since he's been on campus. And he's only a sophomore, so we like where we're at. We like how we're playing, and we should have great confidence going into the tournament.
Yeah, and I got to see a couple of your guys' games at the Viking Pavilion this year, and I remember watching Deontay play at Central Catholic in high school at a few of those Les Schwab Invitationals and being really impressed by his skill and his ability, and he's been a big contributor, as well as all of your seniors. What kind of night was it for them on Saturday night? Because you guys got a stiff challenge from that potent backcourt that Montana State has. I saw they have the all-time leading score in Big Sky history playing for them. And you got a stiff challenge from them and came out on top 84-80, over 2,000 fans in Viking Pavilion. What kind of atmosphere was that?
Well, you know, it's the atmosphere that we've been dreaming of, and long before I got here, since this is only my second season. But I'm sure there's plenty of people that, you know, have put their blood, sweat, and tears into this place. Kind of the atmosphere that people have been dreaming about having for a long time. You know, we're trying to build something special, and we think we have a great opportunity here. You've seen our new arena. It's fantastic. It's a great environment. And, you know, so it's fun. You know, I masterminded an unbelievable game plan on Montana State, where we held those two leading scores to 57. Well, both times we played them, they lit us up completely. You know, the one kid is, you know, the Big Sky's all-time leading scorer, and he's just a tremendous scorer. So I hope to never see him again, really. And that's what I told him after the game, too. I said, it's been hell guarding you for 2 years. I hope to never see you again.
Well, I can imagine. Any guy that leads that conference all-time in scoring in a conference that had Damian Lillard play in it for 4 years, right? So,
sure, yeah.
I mean, no, that's pretty impressive.
It's a tremendous, yeah, tremendous deal. He's a tremendous player. And a lot of good players in this league, really good perimeter guys. And so night in and night out, you have to guard some really good players.
We're talking to Barrett Perry, head coach, Portland State. Hey, you know, you mentioned what that night was like for your seniors and the leadership and the growth of your program. I know you've spent a lot of time in the small college ranks as an assistant coach, and you've spent some time also in the Pac-12 at a couple of stops as well. Now you're in your second full season as head coach on the Park Blocks. And if I just took a step back and asked you about your overall coaching philosophy, where you've drawn the most influence in your coaching philosophy in your career, would you be able to point to any one coach or any one particular place and say, yes, this is where I draw a lot of my influence and my coaching outlook?
You know, I wouldn't be able to pinpoint just one. You know, I've worked with some great coaches and been all over the country, you know, Herb Sendek and who I was with at Arizona State and Santa Clara, and Jim Boylan, who's the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. I was with him for 3 years at University of Utah. Several guys, tons of guys, my high school coaches. And you know, I think that, you know, you just pick and choose what you like about different things that you've experienced, and they kind of mold you into who you are. You know, I got great advice from Coach Bill Evans, who's the head coach at Idaho State, who was my coach at Southern Utah years and years ago when I first became a head coach at the College of Southern Idaho. He told me, he said, just do one thing, just be yourself, you know, because you can't fake it. And if you try to be somebody you're not, everybody will know it. And so I've always kept, in fact, I've kept that written down by my desk. And, you know, you have to be who you are. You have to play the way you want to play. You know, we're not very traditional in how we play. And I think maybe some people would be very uncomfortable with how we play, but we need to play, you know, the way that's most comfortable for me, because that's the best way you can sell it. I think the biggest thing is getting guys to believe in a system. I mean, there's no right and wrong way to play. If there was, then everybody would play exactly the same. And so we try to do things, how we believe in and do it to the best of our ability. We try to play fast, play a lot of guys, and have guys play very confidently and aggressive.
Yeah, absolutely. If a newcomer to Portland State basketball showed up to one of your games and was sitting next to you, and you turned to them and said, hey, this is what Portland State basketball means, this is the way we want to play, What are the three main characteristics of Portland State basketball that you would hope someone that's new to the scene would be able to see out of your program?
You know, I hope that they would see long before I said it, but I hope they would see really quickly that we want to play fast at both ends of the floor. As you know, we press all the time, and so we really want to pressure you, but we also want to run offensively. We really want to be dominant on the offensive glass, you know, getting second and third opportunities. We lead the nation on the offensive glass right now, and it's been a big priority for us. And then the other thing is I hope that they would see that we're really a passionate program. We're an emotional program, a program that really is together and passionate about what we're doing.
Barrett Perry, head coach, Portland State men's basketball, joining us. Coach, you got this quarterfinal matchup coming up with Weber State, and you guys split the regular season series, each winning on the opposition's home floor. You mentioned the Deontay Strickland shot that got you the win in Ogden, and then they won in overtime back here in Portland. What kind of games are Portland State, Weber State basketball games? What sets those matchups apart?
You know, last year was the same way. There was an overtime game and a two-point game, and so they've been nothing but close, you know, the four games that I've coached against them here. Two overtime games and two two-pointers. We've won one of each, and so, you know, they have great perimeter players. I think we have really good perimeter players as well. They try to play fast with us. They have good confidence in that. We have to do a good job of slowing them down and trying to make sure we stop them before we want to run and go score. But we've had nothing but tough games with them for 2 years. All four games, if you look them up, have just been right down to the wire, and half of them have been in overtime. So they've been tough.
Now, I know conference tournament time means there's a certain level of familiarity with all the programs, having played them multiple times. But is there an advantage for you having the clarity that you know your matchup, you know, as of Saturday night is going to be with Weber State? as opposed to some of the other teams that have those, you know, first-round buys, but they don't know necessarily who they're going to play in the quarterfinals. You know who you're going to play already.
Yeah, you know what? That's very unique. You bring up a great point. We both get to prepare for each other a lot longer than some of the others in that second round, and so that's unique. It also gives us an opportunity to sit here and overthink it and think that we're really, really smart and spend too much time, you know, discussing different angles and opportunities, which we will do for the next 2 days. But, you know, like you said, at this time of year, teams know each other so well. They know the personnel. They know what each other does. And to me, it's just as important at this time of year. Let's see if we have a fresh team. Let's see if we have a team that's really together, a team that wants to play together, which I do. I think we have that right now, and it's shown in how we play.
Now, I think I know the answer to this already, Coach, but I can't help but look at as the bracket unfolds and one seed Montana might await you, and you beat that team twice already this year. Yeah. Are your eyes not open a little bit with the way this conference tournament might play out?
Well, I'm going to lie to you and say, you know what, I'm just focused on Thursday and it's one game at a time and this and that. But, yeah, you know, it's funny. There's so many different scenarios. And the one thing, if you've studied the Big Sky at all, you know, teams have upset each other in just the most random spots and situations in the league. You know, even Northern Colorado, you know, they had senior night on Saturday night playing NAU, who's much lower seed than them, on Jordan Davis senior night, who will end up being the conference MVP. And they lost at home. So these matchups are crazy. You know, for some reason, we played very well against Montana and gotten a couple good wins, but they're a good team. And, you know, I could flip it and go back to the old Villanova-Georgetown deal where it's really hard to beat a team three times, and so they should be feeling pretty good if we end up playing each other. But if we end up getting an opportunity to play them on Saturday night, I'll take that. We'll take that. We'll go from there.
Well, and safe to say, this is a time of year that you want your – team to be playing its best basketball, right, successfully in consecutive days. And fair to say, Coach, that your team is doing that right now?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, if you look at it, we're probably as hot as anybody as far as our record and how we played in recent weeks. And so our team gets along really well. They like each other a lot. They know who we are. You know, circling back to what I said a few minutes ago, with all these new guys, you know, it took us a while for guys to understand individually as well as team just who we are and who they are and what their role is. And now that we've figured that out, we've played really good basketball.
You know, and before I let you go, that's been a topic of conversation around college basketball nationally. You know, and even in the state of Oregon, we're seeing the Oregon Ducks try to recruit more one-and-done talent. And, you know, they had a big injury, and it came, you know, we're seeing them play really good basketball right now, almost as evidenced by the amount of time that this unit has been able to gel and play together. In your mind, do you have a stance on one side or the other? Would you do the one-and-done system if you had the resources and the platform to do so? Or do you prefer, you know, sticking with guys that have been in your system over a certain amount of years? Because it's got to be so satisfying to see this growth of a team that you've molded from beginning all the way to this point.
Yeah, it is. You know, you know, Dana's done a tremendous job. Like you said, I think they won three or four in a row and they have good momentum going into the tournament. But it takes time. He's got all those new guys. And, you know, no coach is ever going to turn down talent if they get a, you know, quote-unquote opportunity to have a one-and-done guy. They're not going to turn it down. But it's a challenge. It's not as easy as people think. You know, I think everybody thinks that, you know, it's easy for Coach K over there or for Kentucky to just plug these guys in because they're so talented. But not as easy as that. You know, everybody's got an ego, no matter what level you're at. Everybody has visions of grandeur of how they're going to score and make these great plays and this and that. Nobody really lays in their bed at night dreaming about what a great teammate they're going to be or how I'm going to take a charge or anything like that. So, you know, as you spend time with your team and get to know them and who can do what and who's willing to do what, I think that, you know, that's where seasons continue to get better or seasons, you know, don't go so well for people because, you know, you're evaluating teams right now that are on a downward slide or upward surge, and that's the way it is for sure. But Dana's done a good job with that group, and they've had some big injuries as well. But, you know, I don't think a coach is ever going to turn down great talent.
Barrett Berry is the head coach of Portland State men's basketball. He's got the Vikings on a red hot streak right now, winners of 7 of their last 8 games, a bye in the first round of the Big Sky Conference tournament, and a quarterfinal showdown with Weber State coming up Thursday. Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on what's been a real awesome season to watch you guys, particularly the last few weeks. Best of luck in the Big Sky Tournament, and something tells me we might be talking to you next week around this time, too.
I hope so, brother. I hope so. Thanks, and we'd love to be on anytime. Appreciate it.
You know, Vikings are a team to be reckoned with in this conference tournament. You want to be playing your best ball around this time of year? They certainly are. They've already beaten Weber State once this year. If they can do it again, yes, they'll get the top seed in the conference. Montana, they've already beaten them twice this year as well. They swept the season series from them. I would pay attention to hashtag GoVikes this week in Boise, Idaho. More BFT coming up.